The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment for this big Thursday edition. You can still join 844-967-2789. Coming up on tomorrow's big show, got Vegas Joe Sapecki, co-devilin' in the 4 o'clock happy hour. And then come Monday, a shift, a movement in the force. We are expanding this big show to 3 hours, and we are celebrating 10 years of broadcast excellence right here on the radio in the Madison area primarily, but now all across the state of Wisconsin, Chicago, Minneapolis, Northern California, Progressive Voices. We're going worldwide, baby, you know, because I'm so articulate. Why would I not travel? You know, I have a couple of stories to choose from here for the last segment. And the one I anticipated ending the show today with, Ohio mayor suggests ice fishing shanties may lead to prostitution. And that's when the horrors come in. So that's an interesting, titillating headline that's going to have to wait for Friday's show, because we got some breaking news. The Washington Post reporting at this hour, some Trump records, and we're back to where we started today. Remember the no big deal? You know, the Carl the Greenskeeper defense that Donald Trump offered earlier today for the 15 boxes of documents that he had at Mar-a-Lago. You know, the same guy that Hillary in her emails. You remember that guy a couple hours ago? We started talking about this. Well, here's the latest. Some of the White House documents that Donald Trump improperly took to his Mar-a-Lago residence were clearly marked as classified, including documents at the top secret level, according to two people familiar with the matter. Classified top secret documents. Was he flushing them down the toilet at Mar-a-Lago? Couldn't get him more jammed down the pipes at the White House? The existence of the clearly marked classified documents in the trove, which was not previously reported, is likely to intensify the legal pressure that Trump or his staffers could face and raises new questions about why materials were taken out of the White House. While it's unclear how many classified documents were among those received by the archives, some bore markings that information was extremely sensitive, sometimes referred to as being above top secret, and would be limited to a small group of officials with authority to view such highly classified information, said two people familiar with the matter. The markings were discovered by the National Archives and Records Administration, which last month arranged for the collection of 15 boxes of documents from Mar-a-Lago. Archives officials asked the Justice Department to look into the matter, though as of Thursday afternoon, FBI agents had not yet reviewed the materials, according to two people familiar with the request. It remains unclear if the Justice Department would launch a full-fledged investigation. Come on, man. Investigate something, for Christ's sake. The files were being stored in a sensitive, compartmentalized information facility known as the SCIF. While the Justice Department officials debated how to proceed. Now, the SCIF documents. Understand, we talked about the SCIF during the impeachment, right? The documents could be reviewed in the SCIF only. You can't even bring a camera or document what is in the room. Yet these documents from the SCIF were removed and taken to Mar-a-Lago. Like others in the story, the people spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss a politically sensitive matter. That's sort of a criminally sensitive matter at this point. Trump's spokesman, Taylor Buttigieg, said, "It is clear that a normal and routine process is being weaponized by anonymous, politically motivated government sources to peddle fake news. The only entity with the ability to credibly dispute this false reporting, the National Archives, is providing no comment." I thought they actually provided a criminal referral to the Department of Justice in this matter. Trump's years-long defiance of the Presidential Records Act, which requires the president's preservation of memos, letters, notes, emails, faxes, and other written communications related to the president's official duties, and other unusual record-keeping practices have long drawn scrutiny. In 2018, for example, Politico reported on his penchant for ripping up official documents. But in recent weeks, Trump's activities have generated new attention, mostly from the plumbers at the White House, in large part because of the House Select Committee's investigation of the January 6th, you know, the insurrection. You recall, we've been talking about it on the big show. 844-967-2789. What do you want to talk about in the last minutes of this big show? Well, Dick from Madison, you're up, man. What's next?
Well, I've got the TV on mute, and MSNBC is reporting that Ari Melbourn is going to have on Mr. Navarro again tonight.
Are you kidding me? Peter Navarro already went on and made a full confession to the Green Bay sweep. Ari Melbourn, it was strange. I watched Ari Melbourn last night. I recorded it and watched it after the fact. And, you know, they're doing a split screen, and it was like Peter Navarro in the middle, and Ari Melbourn was wearing a sort of a purplish-blue sport coat, and he had been wearing it the very last time he interviewed Peter Navarro, and he had, like, a red, white, and blue tie on this time, and apparently he had a similar but different red, white, and blue tie on last time, but it was like Ari Melbourn, Peter Navarro, Ari Melbourn. It was a strange split screen. It was a weird graphic, dude, but that's news. I'll tune him in.
I'm not trying to talk anybody away from the rest of your lineup tonight, because I certainly wouldn't want to do that, but this might be good watching, because you just never know. This guy might actually talk himself into prison tonight. I mean,
why would you agree to come back?
Crazy?
I mean, Peter Navarro, he's still out hawking his book, Dick, and that's probably part of it, you know, monetary self-enrichment. That's always a motivation. But Dick, that's some new news to me, man. I cannot believe if you had in the whole history of live TV interviews, if you'd given one of the worst live TV interviews of all time, and I've been on Fox News and I'm not always strong when they get to pick the topics, but when you get to talk about the book you wrote, I mean, that's sort of your wheelhouse, right? You're expected to have some specific knowledge about what you've written about in your book. And when you go on a public forum, even if you deride MSNBC, it's not Fox News. Well, no, but there's still millions of people watching, and it was shared widely. You know, once you're recorded, they can share it. Maybe you've heard of the videotape, sort of an old concept. Is it live or is it Memorex? Or is that Peter Navarro confessing on live TV with Ari Melbourn again? So tune it in tonight, MSNBC, you know, check your local listings. But that show might be coming on soon. But you're not going to hear it, because you're going to be watching Earl or listening to Earl, either watching him on the live stream or listening right here on 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM The Shaw, right here on Devil Radio 92.7. Earl's kind of wrapping up in this 5 o'clock slot. He's been taking you home for a year plus, but come Monday, Earl slides his production back to mornings. Let's not forget, Earl was an award-winning, big market morning broadcaster, and we're putting him back in his normal slot on Monday. We got two more Earl shows at 5 o'clock, including tonight. And if you think you're going to miss Earl, and who amongst us will not, you never have to miss an Earl show. Get the Devil Radio app. It is now versatile. It can play either The Shaw or Devil Radio, whichever you prefer. We're going to differentiate the lineups on Monday. But I would say all the good patriotic people, they get the Devil Radio app. They receive the push messaging, and they listen all day, every day, even when Ari Melbourn's on. Record it. Listen later. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Stick around. Earl's next.
Man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light.